was Count Basie's Dr. Knows Fantasy on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Rose Reed, our School of Jazz guest DJ from Kent Meridian High School's jazz band. She's a junior 16-year-old baritone saxophone player. You can also find her in the wind ensemble out there playing the bass clarinet. Rose Reed, it's great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm very excited to have you here. So tell me about when you first got excited about music. How old were you and what was the music you were interested in?
I was in the third grade and I started taking private piano lessons because my grandma always played piano and we had one in the house and I really wanted to learn how to play it. So I was playing classical mainly.
Were you one of those kids that had to be told to practice, get back in there, Rose, and keep practicing? Or were you the type of kid that you had to drag away? It's like, come on, Rose, you got to eat dinner now.
At first, I was told to practice a lot. I was reminded constantly.
If you started out with playing classical music, what was your first introduction to jazz like?
I was in middle school. I was in seventh grade, and I just wanted to do one band, just didn't feel like enough. And so I played the bass line in jazz band.
With the piano.
With the piano, yes.
Very cool. And what got you over to, as I announced, your baritone saxophone?
We needed a baritone saxophone in our concert band and our jazz band at in our middle school. And so our band director brought it out, and I instantly fell in love with it. Just how it sounded and how it looked. And so I started playing it.
Well, what is it about the baritone sax that keeps you coming back for more?
I just love its sound. It's got a really low and warm sound in its lower octave, and in its upper octave, it can sing just really, really nice.
Who are some of your favorite baritone saxophone players? There aren't a lot of baritone sax stars in the world of jazz.
I really like Jerry Mulligan. I think he's probably the most popular, and I also like Harry Carney. I love their sounds.
We're going to get into a Jerry Mulligan piece next. Tell me about this song and why you picked it.
I really like the energy. It's not an in-your-face big band piece, but it's really sort of like a happy tune. It's a really fun tune to just sort of listen to, and it always puts me in a good mood. This is Weebada Babada by Jerry Mulligan on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. We'll be right back. It'll be just a second.
I got a second.
There it is. Do you have any idea what it is? What you're actually hearing?
Some kind of progressive jazz?
88.5 KPLU.
We'll be right back.
That was Tutu by Miles Davis on 88.5 KPLU.
And you're listening to Rose Reed, our special School of Jazz guest DJ. She's taking over the 8 o'clock hour tonight on KPLU, a 16-year-old junior baritone sax player out of Kent Meridian High School. Rose, that was a fun tune. Everybody loves Miles, but I'm very interested to know why you picked Tutu, mid-80s Miles, much more of a groovy thing than the classic stuff he did in the 50s and 60s even.
Even though it's not what typically what people think when they hear Miles Davis, I still think it's got just as good of a sound. It's got really simple licks, but it still flows really well, and I think it stands out.
Yeah, it's tasty stuff. And we heard some Latin jazz from Duke Ellington in there. Oklupaka, help me out with that.
Oklupaka.
Oklupaka, beautiful tune from his Latin American suite. And Jerry Mulligan in the band in there to start the set. We've got a full evening of jazz ahead of us. Rose Reed taking over the 8 o'clock hour. Tell me, Rose, what it is you like about jazz improvisation.
I love the freedom that it provides. It can be scary at first because we're so used to having rules and being told like a specific process about what to do. And it can be scary at first to be thrown into freedom, but after a while, it's just really fun. You can really just go anywhere with it and have fun with it.
Tell me what happens when you've got a solo coming up. Is that something you plan ahead, or how does it work for you?
I try to come up with a quick lick for the beginning. You always want to know a beginning and an end to what you're going to play. And so I always try to do that. And in the middle, just sort of, I just try to make it connect and flow.
Now, when you get a chance to see live musicians at clubs or at your school, what do you take from the live experience?
I really love listening to live music because it's so energetic. It's like it's right there. I mean, when you're listening to it on a computer, it's a little different. You can sit back and relax. But when it's live, it's right there. You feel the energy of the room and the energy of the players and their communication. And I think it's really fun and exciting.
Your set's full of terrific big band charts. And I wonder if you've studied arranging. Is that something you're interested in, the different layers of a big band?
I'm definitely interested in it. I haven't done much jazz composing or arranging or anything, but I would love to sometime in the future for sure.
And we've got a really cool slamming big band up next. Why'd you pick Stan Kenton?
I love Stan Kenton's big band stuff. I know he was criticized for just having all this really loud music and not really like taking a step back and playing sort of swing tunes. But this piece particularly is really interesting. He takes his original Malaguena piece and it's toned down a little bit with a lot of the featuring of the trombone. It's still just really pretty, but also really just fun to listen to and energetic.
This is our School of Jazz guest DJ Rose Reed on KPLU.
This is Malaguena by Stan Kenton on 88.5 KPLU.
Evening Jazz on 88.5 KPLU.
Bye.
And that was Side by Side by J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding on 88.5 KPLU.
And Sonny Rollins Quartet ahead of that was St. Thomas with the brilliant drumming of Max Roach. Malaguena from the Stan Kenton Band on Sketches on Standards. My name's Abe Beeson. That is Rose Reed, and she is in charge of all this wonderful jazz being played in the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Our School of Jazz guest DJ, a 16-year-old junior baritone sax player out of Kent Meridian High School. Rose, it's great to have you with us tonight, picking some really fun music. I wonder if you could tell us about playing in the school band at Kent Meridian High School under the direction of Adam Rupert.
I think it's really fun. Mr. Rupert's really good about getting us out there and listening to lots of different bands, going to jazz festivals, just so we have that experience and get the experience to listen to jazz rather than just play it 24/7. I think both are equally important, is both experience and the listening.
Yeah, tell me more about learning on the bandstand and the act of playing and what you get out of that experience versus being told in the classroom, oh, do this.
I think it's really important to learn as you play too, because you get to figure out for yourself sort of what sounds good over what works and what doesn't work. It's this trial and error experience that you get to go through yourself rather than just being told. Or it's really just helpful to just dive into it and experience it for yourself.
What other types of music are you listening to outside of jazz?
I really like classical, both like wind ensemble literature and old classical, Beethoven, Bach. I also like classic rock and I like modern rock too.
Do you think that the world of jazz that you're immersed in affects the way you hear that other music or vice versa?
It does. It helps develop my ear. Jazz is really good about developing the ear and listening for different chords and everything. So it makes rock sound really simplistic. And it also makes concert band a lot easier. With concert band helps jazz too. You get lots of technique under your fingers and they help each other out.
We're going to get back into the big band world. Maynard Ferguson, Buddy Rich coming up with some music from West Side Story that you're going to want to turn the radio way, way up for. And next, we've got one of your favorite musicians. Tell us a little bit why you picked this tune from The Hawk.
I love Coleman Hawkins' sound. He's got such a great sound. He's got all this vibrato, such a great style, swinging all the time. It's just, I get so much enjoyment out of listening to him. It's so fun every time.
Rose Reed is our School of Jazz guest DJ on KPLU.
This is The Big Head by Coleman Hawkins on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
88.5 KPLU.
The stars are out. It's night. Time to go to bed. And while you're falling asleep, I'll sing you some lullabies.
And that was Dancing in the Dark by Cannonball Adderley on 88.5 KPLU.
Rose Reed, our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight. She's a 16-year-old junior at Kent Meridian High School, a baritone sax player in the jazz band there. I'm Abe, and just about out of time. It's been a pleasure to have you here, Rose. I would be very curious to know your plans for your jazz future. What are you going to be up to after high school?
I would love to major in music education and hopefully get my bachelor's and my master's degree so that I can become a high school band director.
Now, you've had a chance to work with one of my favorite jazz educators, Walter Blanding, who came out to Kent Meridian. I wonder if you picked up any tips from Walter.
He was really incredible. One of the takeaways that I got from him was just to really just like be okay with where you're at, and that just over time, if we just kept with it, we would make progress, like just with hard work and dedication.
Rose Reed is going to be, I'm sure, educating a swath of young jazz musicians and musicians of all types, I'm sure, in the future. This has been a real treat, Rose. Thank you so much for bringing in such wonderful jazz tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to finish the way we started with a tune from the Count Basie Orchestra live at the Sands Corner Pocket coming up in just a few. Very excited for that one. But we got to get to some Johnny Hodges first. So why did you pick this next song?
Even though it came out in the 50s, it sort of almost got this like 20s or 30s feel to it. And I really like it. It's just really fun sort of ball of energy.
Rose Reed, thank you so much. Our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight on KPLU. And then we'll get back into evening jazz.
This is Castle Rock by Johnny Hodges Orchestra on 88.5 KPLU.